Welcome to the Independence Day edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 4th of July 2021. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton VK7 ZCR. We also go out on medium and high frequency, courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations, on 1.865 MHz by Graham, VK7GS, on 3.670 by Dale, VK7DG, and 7.140 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE, 14130 by Ross, VK7ALH, and 28525 by Gary, VK7JGD. And you can also hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RTC in Southern VK7. And we start with some sad news. Silent Key, Mark Hamill, VK7, Mike Kilo. It is with sadness that we announce the passing of Mark Hamill, VK7, Mike Kilo. Some will remember Mark from his more active days, and he was first licensed with a novice call sign more than 20 years ago when he lived in Ravenswood in northern Tasmania. He later upgraded to VK7MK and moved to Deloraine, where he became Silent Key on June 24th, and his funeral was held on June 30th. Vale Mark. RAOTC broadcast for July. This is a reminder that the RAOTC broadcast for the 5th of July 2021 at 8 p.m. local time, that's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. Congratulations are expressed to Bill Roper, VK3BR, for his Order of Australia Medal, awarded in the recent Queen's Birthday Honours List, and Bill is a committee member of the RAOTC and in the past has been heavily involved in WIA activities. Now, that's a fly past. This article tells of a daredevil flight in 1968 when an RAF pilot flew along the Thames through the busy Tower Bridge. Artificial intelligence. Scientists have developed all kinds of mechanisms for it. This article looks at some of the strengths and limitations. Listen from 8 p.m. on Monday local time over the VK7RAA-RTC statewide network, or at about 8:30 p.m. as a telecast on VK7AX Spectrum Tasmania via the BATC members stream, or in the Ulverston area on DVB-T 445.5 MHz DATV. The date is July the 5th. Callbacks will follow on both networks, and please call in if you're able. Callback statistics are sent to the RAOTC Broadcast Committee. If you miss the off-air broadcast, you can listen to the audio file on the RAOTC website, and that comes 73s from Peter, VK7 Papa Delta. And broadcast news, the VK7 broadcast statistics for 2020-2021. Given the WIA AGM was last weekend, this meant that it was the last broadcast for the 2020-2021 WIA and VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast year. It was great to see that the total callbacks nationally was the highest for the 17 years of records, with 135,804 total callbacks. And in VK7, we had a total of 6,327 callbacks, and this was made up by the following totals, and we start from the highest to the lowest. VK7 ROD 2 metre with 1485. VK7RAA-RTC 2m and 70cm with 981, DMR Channel 5 with 731, D-Star 91 Charlie with 540, the VK7RAA Tuesday repeat on with 465, 80m with 431, the video stream on a Sunday from VK7AX with 315, 10m comes in with 287, VK7RTV 2m is 226. On 40m, we had 221. 20m, 177. VK7RDR 70cm with 153. And the DATV from VK7AX with 74. The video stream on Tuesday with 56. VK7RAC 2m with 53. 160 metres with 49. Now, the KD6 ILO ATV repeat with 21. VK7 RDR 70 centimetre Tuesday broadcast with 21. VK7 RTV Tuesday 2 metre Tuesday broadcast with 15. UHFCB Channel 15 with 15. DATV VK7 AX Tuesday with 10. And finally, the VK7 RAC 2 metre Tuesday broadcast with a 1. Taking into account the numbers of amateurs in VK7 and the callbacks, VK7 is punching well above our weight compared to other states. And thanks to everyone who called in and all involved with the VK7 Broadcast News team, 73 from the VK7 Broadcast News Coordinator. And contest news, the 2021 Winter VHF and Above Field Day. Last weekend was the Winter VHF-UHF Field Day, and we hope you made lots of contacts and points with VHF and above stations. Please remember to put your logs in before midnight on Monday the 12th of July 2021, and that's 73 from Richard, VK7ZBX. And QSL News, the report from Herman, VK7HW, the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of cards held as at the 25th of June 2021 is in the email version of the broadcast. So if you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, and that is VK7Bureau, or one word, at wia.org.au. And REST members can collect their cards from the domain clubrooms if they let Herman know to deliver them there. He can drop them off on a Wednesday at lunchtime. Thank you to those amateurs who have been in touch. 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager of the VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And news from the Northwest, the Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. And major club changes. The NWTARC wish to advise of a change to the club name, and that it is now incorporated. From the 30th of June 2021, the club name will be the Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club, Incorporated, and the club's first public officer will be Dave VK7DC. The club members would like to thank Dave VK7DC, Roger VK7ARN, and Ian VK7FICR, and other members for modifying the government model rules to suit our club and applying for incorporation. We see this as moving the club forward, as well as a significant upgrade of club rules and updating them for our modern world. It also provides protection for our executive and members, as well as good governance and stewardship. With our membership increasing, we look forward to encouraging, assisting, and educating persons interested in amateur radio, as well as fostering a community appreciation of amateur radio and assisting organisations like Scouts to encourage young people to obtain an amateur radio licence. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer. And to keep us legal, you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And news from the North, the SOTA Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group. The Summits on the Air and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group is now meeting twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on mobile 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from our VK7 Alpha Nancy. And the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Well, we're into July and half of 2021 is now behind us. COVID is still with us, but luckily Tasmania isn't having the problems of some of the mainland states. Here's hoping it stays that way, as the latest variant, the Delta strain, is far from friendly. A number of our members have had their 2 jabs of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine, with many of us to queue up this month for our 2nd jab. We do have some members that have had their Pfizer vaccine. Just a reminder to all attending the clubrooms that we have the Check-in TAS app at our clubrooms, and by registering and using the Check-in TAS app, we are all complying with public health directions by enabling our members to self-check-in at the clubrooms. This information is stored by the Tasmanian government for contract tracing if required. The QR code is up and running for members to utilise, and with the QR code poster at the sign-in table, members are still able to register their attendance at the club by signing in manually in our attendance book if you're unable or you choose not to register using the Check-in TAS app. Last Wednesday, the 30th of June, was the club tech night, and so we now hand over to Idris, VK7ZIR, to give us the rundown of events of the evening. And we quote, we started off the night with an unboxing of the NTARC Automated External Defibrillator, AED, which had arrived that afternoon. It generated a lot of interest and some suggestions as to where it would be situated in the club rooms. The request to pull off the covers and have a look inside was treated with the levity it deserved. There was a call for a volunteer to try out the device, and there appeared to be little response. Hi. There will be training available at a later date. Meanwhile, Ross VK7ALH had arrived with another of his patients, a substantial antenna matching unit rated at 1.5 kilowatts. The indicator for the roller inductor had failed and a replacement was required. With the interior exposed, the components were examined with interest. Thanks, Ross. We were then treated to a mini presentation by Andrew VK7DW, the NTARC QSL manager. Andrew took us through an overview of eQSL and demonstrated the NTARC eQSL he had created for anyone in the club to use. Further development is underway and a more complete instruction session will be forthcoming. The evening was finished off with some discussions of a recent VHF-UHF field day and the viewing of a YouTube video by Ham Radio DX showing the new field day van manned by REST members on Mount Wellington. Another interesting and enjoyable evening, 73 from Idris, VK7ZIR. Upcoming events, the Slow Morse Course, Wednesday the 7th of July, and your host and teacher is Nick, VK7WhiskeyWhiskey, and frequencies and times are the same as were used by Nick for the previous Testnet and TechNet sessions. And if you have forgotten what they are, here they are. This is 1900 hours to 1930 hours on 3.580 megs, then from 1930 through until 2030 on 3.567 megahertz. So why not tune up and give it a try? By the end of each week, between Morse code sessions, participants have learned 12 characters. Then it's time to practice them on the air. Nick will be explaining how to make a contact and the procedures and protocols. And for those who may want some extra help, the website is a really good place to start. Tech Nights, Wednesday the 14th of July at the NTARC Club Rooms, 1930 hours until whenever. Continuous tea and coffee will be available, although again a gold coin donation for the evening would be appreciated. Future events, the August General Meeting, Saturday the 14th. Meeting will commence at 1400 hours or 2 p.m. and I understand we have a presentation after the meeting and I hope to be able to confirm who that will be and the subject in coming weeks, so stay tuned. The meeting will be followed by afternoon tea and donations of cake slices would be appreciated. Always, as always, a gold coin donation is welcome to assist in our ongoing running of the club. Equine event, Saturday the 28th of August, the Equine Endurance Ride, Santa Arena Park, Scottsdale. Plenty of warning to help us out on this ride. Further information as it comes to hand. Coffee mornings, currently to be held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Catch-up time is 10 a.m. till noon, and we look forward to seeing you all. These coffee events in the past have normally been a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards, and we currently have no cards awaiting collection. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and services that we provide by joining us in these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and cake, and leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. I don't know of any other venue in Launceston where you can get endless coffee and tea and eats for a donation of this minuscule amount. Finally, a reminder to all those members, if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email me at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All the items to be received no later than 1700 on the Friday prior to the broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be greatly appreciated. We will bring you all such contributions next Sunday morning. And 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, the Secretary of NTARC Inc. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. And news from the South, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, July presentation night, Tasmanian Maritime Radio. Our July presentation night will be on the second Wednesday night, the 14th of July, from 7:30 p.m. Barry McCann, OAM, will be doing a presentation on the Tas Maritime Radio Network that now covers all of Tasmania. And Barry will then do a tour of the operations room and the museum, which is in the building next to our club rooms. This will be a fascinating presentation and tour and demystify our close neighbours and show the vast radio network that Tas Maritime is responsible for monitoring. 73 from the Rees Committee. And August presentation night, contesting on HF, VHF and above. Rees' August presentation night is all about HF and VHF and above contesting. With the Remembrance Day just around the corner on the 14th and 15th of August 2021, we want to equip everyone with contesting skills to ensure that they get the most out of their RD contest experience. Martin VK7GN will be giving us the high-frequency contesting lowdown, and Richard VK7ZBX will be covering contesting on VHF and above frequencies. And a huge thank you to Martin and Richard, and see you there from 73 from the Rees Committee. And training and assessments. Rees' next Foundation Licence Course and All Licence Assessment Day is on Saturday the 31st of July 2021 from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you're thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, the Rees Learning Organiser, know, ASAP, that you will be coming along by phoning 0417 391 607 or emailing assessor@reest.asn.au. Check out the Rees Foundation Licence training videos that can be found on the Rees YouTube Training and Assessment playlist, and also check out the Rees Facebook events for further details. 73 from Reg, VK7KK. DATV Experimenters Night. It was great to see Danny, VK7HDM, up at the club rooms last Wednesday night. We started the DATV night with a wrap-up of VHF and above Winter Field Day with Richard, VK7ZBX, and Justin, VK7TW. General impressions shifted to location considerations and analysis of the new radio van that Richard and Murray, VK7ZMS, worked from. Generally, everything worked well, and with only a few improvements suggested for next time. These were around packing up early due to the temperature drop on the mountain, which is fierce once the sun sets. Thanks, Richard. Justin then did an analysis of why he thought the 10 gig contact to New Norfolk didn't work, yet the longer path to Launceston did work. This was a combination of direction and path obstructions, and we then moved to a review of the SSTV images and certificates from the recent ISS, MIA and Shuttle SSTV event. Justin managed to receive all images except number 1 and number 12. And Justin also showed the Indonesian and ARIS certificates he received. We then went to the latest dumpster dive for linear actuators that were from chairs that rise up to help you get out of the chair. Justin went through working out how to operate the actuators and finding another actuator that had a controller to see how they're controlled. And it turned out to be easier than first thought. And also, thanks to Larry, VK7WLH, we looked at some bee electronics with the Broodminder temperature and humidity sensors that transmit on Bluetooth to a nearby receiver and enables you to monitor the hive. The other beekeeping assistant is the hive weighing device that has pressure sensors and sends Bluetooth info to a nearby controller to monitor the buildup of honey. We finished with a reminder of the presentation nights coming up and the videos for our RF viewers. The video is available on the Rees YouTube channel. This week will be a DATV night, as the presentation night is on the 14th of July. So this Wednesday, we'll have some more interesting electronics magazine reviews and some more experiments with GNU Radio Companion. See you then. We get underway from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms. Keep an eye on the REST Facebook events for more details. And why not come up to the Queen's Domain COVID-safe clubrooms and see what we get up to. And as a reminder, we go out on RF on 445.5 DVB-T, 7 meg standard definition. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 megahertz, and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenter's Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. And we also stream the nights on the REST YouTube channel. 73 from Justin, VK7, a Tango Whiskey. And regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, the SOTA, Worldwide Flora and Fauna Group, meets Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Friday Coffee Session, Rochelle Club Rooms, Launceston from 10 a.m. NTARC Tech Night Sessions, Wednesday the 14th of July, Rochelle Club Rooms, Launceston. NTARC Slow Morse Training, Wednesday the 7th of July, on TechNet Frequencies. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, is the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday, commencing at 10:30 UTC or 8:30 local, is the Northwest Tassie 2-meter DX net on 144.190 USB. And REST Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. REST WAGS, Wednesday afternoon group, meets on the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. REST DATV Experimenters Night from 7:30 p.m. live in the club rooms, also on DVB-T RF and YouTube streaming. And the Sewing Circle Net daily on 3.640 MHz commencing at 5 p.m. local. REST 14th of July, the Tas Maritime radio presentation and tour of the facilities with Barry McCann from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. REST 4th of August, contesting HF and VHF with VK7GN and ZBX, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 p.m. NTARC 14th of August, meeting and presentation, Rochelle Club Rooms from 2 p.m. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, the newsreader VK7ZIR, repeaters, REST, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, the Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC, 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7TPE, 40 metres VK7ALH, 20 metres VK7JGD, 10 metres VK7DG, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, VK7ZCR. And you can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in northern Tasmania and VK7RTC in southern Tasmania. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7 Whiskey India. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews, or one word, at gmail.com. And further information about the broadcast can be found on the VK7 Amateur Radio News groups.io group. And the deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. And on behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73 from Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers.